A plan to build hundreds of new homes in a rural valley 5 minutes from the centre of Nelson City has triggered a petition and a wave of placards against it. Meanwhile, a housing shortage in the area is leaving companies struggling to house new recruits and is pricing many out of the market. Opponents of the housing plan for an area off the Maitai Valley took their Keep the Valley Rural message to the City Council today. Here's our Nelson reporter Tracy Neal with the story.
A packed public gallery and standing room only outside the Nelson City Council chamber this morning. The message made loud and clear by Save the Maitai Group spokesperson Rosie Duncan.
Please protect the Maitai Valley. Keep it rural. It's our last rural valley.
More than 8,000 people have signed the petition against a consortium's plan to build about 700 houses in the Kaka Valley, a quiet green enclave off the city's Maitai Valley and up onto the hills above. Placards have sprung up on homes along the Maitai River's lower reaches, where people take leisurely walks with their dogs or cycle its leafy paths. Save the Maitai joint spokesperson Peter Taylor says it's a place treasured by Nelsonians.
Where people go to swim and walk and have picnics and ride their bikes, and it's going to be wrecked by several hundred houses. The whole ambience of the valley, which is rural and peaceful, is going to go under.
Demand for housing in Nelson Tasman is outstripping supply, and more younger people are being locked out of the housing market. It's creating a worrying curve in the economic outlook as the region's ageing population increases. The head of Nelson's Economic Development Agency, Mark Rawson, says older people moving to the region post-COVID could boost the local economy, but...
To keep the engine of the economy pumping, we do have to get some balance between that and younger families coming to the region and building their future. Those are the people who contribute to the school. They run the sports club. They build long-term community.
The pinch is already being felt among the region's industry, commerce and tech sector. Firms have no trouble attracting interest from new recruits, says Chris Rodley, who heads Nelson-based tech development firm Snap IT.
And when you say to people, do you want to come to Nelson, they answer yes before you finish the sentence.
They just can't find anywhere to live.
So I'm seeing from the council and from the regional development agency the desire to see growth, the desire to see clever businesses spring up in the region. I believe that's true, but does Nelson as a city want to grow? And I think the answer is yes. If it doesn't want to grow, then we're going to need to find another place to locate our people, because there simply isn't enough room.
But Peter Taylor says there is plenty of land to cope with future growth.
There's many places to build. We don't need to build cheap subdivision in a beautiful valley that's already an icon for Nelson.
Do we know it's a cheap subdivision?
If we look at what the builders have done in other parts of Nelson, it's going to be a bog standard subdivision.
Almost 1,000 new homes in neighbouring Tasman are now springing up under the previous government's special housing legislation. Many are on what was once productive land on the Waimea Plains, which raises other issues, says head of the Nelson Tasman Chamber of Commerce, Ali Boswick.
If we eke away at all of that productive land, that will completely undermine one of the key economic drivers for the region. And that would be something I think that we would all look back and think was not a good idea.
Mrs. Boswick says the group raises valid points, including around where development is best placed, but a wider view is needed.
I mean, we talk about developing the CBD and getting more people living in town. I couldn't agree more. I live right on the edge of the CBD. I love it. But actually, to do that takes some thinking and some time in order to get there. So I think that all of these things have got to be done in tandem. You can't do nothing.
Nelson's Deputy Mayor Judine Edgar says there's a long way to go before a single house is built on the site. She says the council hasn't yet received an application to rezone the rural land, but it knows the planned development is in a special area.
We all like walking and cycling and recreating in that area. It is private land though. This isn't the reserves area, and I think that's important for people to understand. It's not taking away any public land.
Ms. Edgar says environmental protection is a critical part of any application to develop land. In Nelson for Checkpoint, Tracy Neal.